Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and today is Wednesday, April 15th, which is a very auspicious day for those of us living here in the States. And I hope that wherever you are, you're having a very good day so far. It's late morning here on the West Coast and early afternoon for you East Coasters, and evening for those of you joining us in the UK. And I just want to thank you so much for joining us today, wherever you are, whether you are tuning in live or via archive. It's so wonderful to have this time together during the show. And today is the third Wednesday of the month, which means that the lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here today so that we can talk all things astrology and angels. And for those of you who are brand new to the show, welcome. Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the globe every single day in maximizing their best potential. So it's my pleasure, of course, to welcome her back to the show today. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Well, hello there, Christy, and hello to everyone listening. Astrology fans, yay!
Yay!
And angel fans.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's so great to be back for the third Wednesday of the month, Elizabeth. I'm so excited for our show today.
I am, too. And the other thing I've been thinking is, holy cow, it's already halfway through April. This year is like almost a third over.
I know. It's going by so fast.
Yep. So, yeah, it's
how
pretty
is it even
amazing.
Possible?
I know. I felt like we were just getting it started, you know. But, yeah, it's pretty amazing. So, like this, we got a Mercury retrograde coming up, not for a little while, but we're going to hit the shadow and stuff during this cycle. So I want you guys to be thinking about, you know, what your intentions were for this year and, you know, what's the game plan kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge. And I'm so glad we're going to talk about that because I was just thinking about that the other day, thinking, oh, my goodness, the beginning of the year had kind of a slow, like walking through molasses kind of feeling. And then now it's just been like blasting forward, full speed ahead. And, yeah, definitely the feeling that we're halfway through. April always makes me think, oh, my goodness, we're almost to June. And once I get to June, then it's like, oh, my gosh. So, yeah, thinking about what the intentions were for this year is definitely a good thing to be thinking about right now.
This is a way to stay on track and go, wait, what, you know, we all do that, right? At the winter solstice over the holidays, we have time to stop and reflect, most of us, you know, and go, what were the big picture plans, you know? And so, yeah, we're definitely going to have a time to look at that, getting a combination of going into its next retrograde. But we're also, you know, I think that feeling of everything speeding ahead, you know, we talked about last month, that's been everything that went through it. Crazy Aries.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
You Aries listeners. Wow, that was a lot of energy. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, exactly.
With a couple of clips of eclipses, you know, I'm ready to turn down the volume just a little and do things in that nice Taurus grounded way. We still make progress, but we get to do it with a lot more peace.
Yes, which I think is going to be so nice. I just love that Taurus energy, that practicality, the kind of digging in and really like feeling like your efforts are being matched and you can kind of really see and feel them. It almost has like a slower rhythmic quality, which is so nice.
Yeah, I agree. So, and I think we're living here in the Northern Hemisphere because it's our spring and you can just see it so clearly in the you know, the plants that and trees that come out from because trees are plants.
Yes.
The nature that comes from being brown and dead and, you know, leafless to the leaves coming on and then the buds and the, you know, I walked under these trees the other day and just swarm after swarm of bees were there. And I just thought, oh, this is Taurus, you know?
Yes, it's so nice.
Love it.
I'm so ready for it. I'm so excited. It's just been so nice here, too. Everything's just blooming, and it is a really nice kind of energy and feeling coming off of the last cycle.
That winter, yeah. We're no more herbs.
Yeah, no more first place. Oh, my goodness. Well, I have some really great messages that the angels have for us as we are looking at this Taurus cycle and this like really incredible energy that we're moving into. And I think it would be a great way to kick off our show for the third Wednesday of the month. So I think I'll go ahead and start with my information, and we'll see how it dovetails to the astrology information that you have for everybody today.
Great.
Okay, everybody. So the messages today, there's some really specific messages, which is wonderful because it gives us that really practical support as we move through this new cycle. And they have come through from Archangel Michael. So we work with Archangel Michael a lot on this show, as you know, if you're someone who listens regularly. And if you're new to the show and new to working with angels, Archangel Michael, his name means he who is like God and has a very strong protector energy. It has a very kind of very recognizable symbolism, holding his flaming sort of light to help cut away anything that's old or worn out and helping to release us from fear and also give us confidence and clarity and support as we move forward with our life purpose. So you can really kind of feel this really strong energy connected to the messages that I have for everyone today. And the first message is about how this is a time of new beginnings and big forward motion. And he's saying, pay attention to all the guidance that you're receiving, including guidance you're receiving that comes forth in the through ideas. So any ideas that you might have about new business projects or any kind of projects that are personal passion projects for you or people you should call or reach out to, any kinds of information coming through about changes, or if you're one of the many people who's experiencing really quick radical change right now, the message for you is that this change is helping you to move forward and you're not the only one. There's a lot of really big change happening, and it's showing up really, really quickly, and for some folks, unexpectedly. But to remember that it's really good change that's been divinely guided and that you're being supported through the change. So try not to get stuck in the fear, but rather move up that sliding scale into excitement and focusing on what the change is going to provide you, what new opportunities will be available to you because of the change. And if you find yourself kind of getting stuck in a space of worry or nervousness or anxiety or fear, that's okay. It's not a judgment. But think, ask for help to help shift that out so that you can be in a space that feels more positive, like that excitement energy about the change. Also, if you're someone who tends to get a lot of information that comes through almost like light bulb moments, or you have a natural inclination towards inventions, or you have that natural inventor mind, remember that this is actually a way that your prayers are answered. You're getting these downloads of information. If you create this invention, then you'll have more resources or more freedom or any of those kinds of things that maybe you've been really asking for support. This is how it's coming through for you. So if you have those inventions showing up, know that it's not just something to kind of say, oh, that's a good idea. It's actually a message for you to implement that idea. So the next message is that so much during the last several years has been about clearing away the old. And I'm sure that we can all really identify with how much that's shown up in our life, really in lots of different ways, and really preparing for the new. And Michael really has emphasized that we're moving into a time where all that prep work is actually going to open up and yield tangible results that you can actually feel and see and touch, and all of those kinds of like tactile qualities showing up in your quote-unquote real physical life. So continue taking action at this time. And he showed me this big floodgate has been opened. And as we put forth effort or action towards something, there's a huge wave of support available to us. It's helping us in equal measure. So you'll be able to see and experience the results of your hard work paying off, but you have to keep going. It really is kind of analogous to like digging into that garden space and really pulling out the weeds and tilling the soil, and then you'll actually be able to see your plants or vegetables growing. And he's also really emphasizing or underscoring this importance of clearing away upper limits, thinking about yourself as well as any situation that is connected to you. And for some people, that's also going to include releasing upper limit thinking about global situations. So upper limit thinking also can be referred to as glass ceilings. And these things could be things that you have for yourself, like here's my personal limit. of I can't get anything more than this, or this is, you know, that might work for some people, but not for me, or this is too hard, or that would never work because that sounds too easy. Any of that kind of thinking or believing small, or any settling mentality, like, well, it can all, you know, at least I have this situation. If I try to make a change, it might end up being worse. So any of that kind of thinking, whether you consciously realize you're doing it, or if there's some subtle unconscious upper limits thinking or belief systems, you can work with Archangel Michael or any of your guides or support system to really kind of clear that away, as well as working with a professional support person to help clear those upper limits. Because since we're going through this rapid change, releasing these upper limits are going to help you be able to move into a space that you really are wanting for yourself without creating more stumbling blocks to that result. And then the next one is the one some people think, no, I don't want to hear that one. If you have been guided to do a cleanse or a detox, like so many other people right now have been guided to do, I know I've been on this 21 detox, I'm still going, I'm almost done. And I feel like everywhere I look, I see people on detoxes. The message is for you to really listen to that message. Doing any kind of detox or cleanse is going to help to give you clarity on your life, as well as energy to take the action needed right now. And it will also help you to hear your angel messages, your messages from your guides and support system that vibrates at a little bit of a higher frequency than our physical dense bodies. But when we clean up our body, it allows us to access that information much more easily. And that information is going to be very valuable for you right now. It will also help you to increase your manifestations and allow you to manifest more efficiently instead of kind of wobbly or a little bit over here and then a little bit over there. And so the message is really get a clear mind and body, and then addition to cleaning or detoxing the body is really going to be about getting honest about any folks or situations that are also being asked to be kind of cleaned up, whether that means setting some healthier boundaries or just really kind of realigning the spaces and places where you want to invest your time. And knowing that that's okay to do that, and it's okay to put yourself first, and that self-love is really, really important, and that allows you to actually move forward in a positive way in all areas of your life. And of course, as a little addendum to that, I'm going to also say, make sure you talk to your healthcare professional to find out what kind of cleanse or program is right for your specific situation. But the overall message today from Archangel Michael is that huge positive change is happening right now, and that there's also this wave of really magical energy that's here. And a lot of people, you might be able to feel that magical energy, or you might just kind of know or sense that it's here. And it's really like analogous to riding this magical wave of support. And the way that you kind of hop on board is really doing these kinds of practical things to dig in and open up this new opportunity for yourself and jump on that wave so you can kind of more easily move to this next space or place that's going to be supportive for you. So that's what I have for us for this cycle, Elizabeth, for this Taurus energy.
I love it, and it really does make so much sense with the, I mean, just in general, but with the astrological aspects as well. You know, I've always felt this connection with Archangel Michael and the sign of Gemini, mm-hmm. of all things, and we have a lot of personal mm-hmm. planets. Even though the sun is just getting ready to go into Taurus, we're going to have a lot of planets moving through Gemini, and I talk about that a lot in the new video, which will be up over the weekend, because it's such a factor that, again, you know, we're getting a mix of these things, but the cleansing, I feel like that's both kind of Taurus and Gemini, because Taurus is the body. It is a fixed earth sign. So, you know, the fixed energy is the tangible. It holds the energy of each season, and Earth is the representative of the physical realm. We are still in these carbon units, right, running around doing our stuff.
Yes.
And to clear it is really important. And so also the Gemini, you know, parts that are going to be going on, and I'll give you guys some specific dates in a minute, but the Gemini is mutable, so it closes and clears. So we're doing a releasing and all that. And this other thing, and it's kind of funny, I'm glad you brought up the body stuff, because I just heard a term yesterday, and I'm like, oh, that's going to be my thing. I'm not so good about doing the 21 days. Good on you, Christy, and everybody who can do those. You're so Pisces and spiritual. You can totally go there, and I'm just like, yeah, no. but I can do Meatless Monday. I don't know if you've heard about this. Yeah, and this is what I love about the world we live in right now. You can hear something, get on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, and it's a meme and it's out there, and then you connect with other people who are going through the same thing. So there was a report from one of our, there was a big controversy in our government where one branch actually said something that affected another with regard to our food and diet. And everybody was, that branch shouldn't be political, because they were saying we've got to look at sustainability when we look at our diet, right? And so some people were very upset by that. And I thought, God, being coordinated and efficient, not have two different branches doing two different things, you know? But the reality is those things are, of course, connected. And I'm thinking of you and everybody in California. And so I'm not saying I'm going to do Meatless Monday the rest of my life, but for this year to be in solidarity with you guys, this is a problem that affects us all. And if you think, when you people start to Google how much water it takes to raise livestock versus, vegetable crops, and that was, I guess, what was sort of the whole controversy, that's Aries, getting the conversation started, and that was, came out while Mercury was in Aries, so yay. And so I just feel like those are the kinds of things, that go out there along those communication waves, and when you think of it, there's 7 days in a week, so if we cut back by 1/7, just each individual, and who knows, if it's 5,000 or 50,000 of us, there are 5 million of us who do it. You know what I mean?
Huge.
The impact, huge. We hear about carbon footprints and all that stuff. And so this is the world that I feel like we create so instantaneously, that I think, Archangel Michael was alluding to, because he helps with communication too. And you really realize, wow, we have this drought, which can make a person feel very powerless and helpless.
Right.
You know what I mean? But when you say,
absolutely.
Every Monday, I'm thinking of my friends in California, thinking of people I love.
Thank you.
What a little sacrifice. Well, yeah, we're all in this together, people. This global warming stuff is real, and it's whether you're down in Mississippi or out in California, the global disasters, they impact us all. So, so there's the physical, the body, and that's, some of the Taurus energy, and the stuff I want to make sure we cover. So there's a whole bunch in the video, and I like to work with you, Christy, on this show and cover a few of the things that weren't in the video, so people can kind of get both and get a full picture. So in the video, what I covered was the Taurus energies, what that's about. And I talked about the Mercury retrograde, and I know you guys want the date. So that is the 18th of May through June 11th. So May 18th to June 11th. We crossed the shadow for the first time on May 4th, which is why we're bringing it up early. Because remember, Christy and I won't be doing another show till the middle of May. So just be prepared. We do have the Mercury retrograde in effect. And I think it's probably late June, somewhere 25th, 28th, somewhere in there. I don't have the date in front of me of when Mercury finally gets out of that and crosses, out of the shadow, and crosses that 13-degree point. So the Mercury retrograde starts at 13 degrees of Gemini, goes all the way back to 4, and then starts moving forward again on June 11th. So, again, this could be signing contracts. This could be say you're shopping for a house. This is like, when you get your home inspection done and you go over everything. But on a more global, bigger picture stance, all of our Mercury retrogrades are in the air signs this year. So this is when we can step back from our lives and be objective and objectively look at, separate from the emotion for a bit, especially with your big decisions, like when Christy was talking about Archangel's message, about, you know, big changes are happening now, feel swept up in it, or maybe powerless, or confused. You know, the Mercury retrograde could actually be very, very helpful to you to say, wait a minute, let me dot the I's, cross the T's, do my homework, especially for big commitments and where we're using resources, one of our Taurus words. And the other little transit, you know, that I didn't get to talk about in the video, but I think it's really important, is we're going to have a nice Venus through Cancer phase. And I actually, you know, I really, that I think is so in alignment with the self-care. And so it goes through, Venus will, right now it's already in Gemini, and it is going to go into Cancer on the 7th of May and be there till June 6th when it enters Leo. Now, that's a huge one we're going to talk about next month, because that's a Venus in Leo, it's going to be there for 4 months, which is really long for Venus, and that is a, we're going to get a Venus retrograde. And that's actually huge, because that's the heart chakra, people. Leo rules the heart and the spine. So we have some really big heart ascension stuff coming this summer, but I really feel it's going to be given in a very loving way. But this Venus through Cancer transit that's going to prepare us, it so nicely matches with what you're talking about, Christy, because think about the qualities of Cancer. It's self-care, nurturing, making home your oasis, or finding, I mean, even if you're just renting a room somewhere, you know, like, you'd be amazed how much a little tabletop fountain or an electronic diet, you know, can do, you know, to just create that oasis. And I feel like, you know, put it into that context, you know, that you're talking about, is if we're preparing to do a big heart ascension on the planet to get more in our hearts about these decisions, it's almost like self-care and prep before, kind of like, you know, like, you know, with the cleanses, most of them, you don't go cheeseburger one day and then, you know, broccoli for 3 weeks. That's, you know, probably not too good. You ease into it. You have a few days to ease in, right? And then a few days to ease out, usually a week on each end, if I remember. So it's the same kind of thing. I think this Venus transit in Cancer can be so much about taking care of yourself, so much about that. And the other aspect is that it really makes nice angles to the planets that will be traveling through Taurus. And it makes a nice aspect to Neptune. So these are all very harmonious angles that Venus, you know, will be at. That, again, think about the Pisces. We get a water trine, which we haven't had for a while, right, Christine?
Yes.
we missed those. So, you know, we went through a year, it seemed like that's all we had were the water trines. So when we think about that, you know, it's like getting into that space of being able to be intuitive and using the Taurus energy to be grounded. And, you know, then the only other big topic that I go into more on the video, but it makes so much sense that I just really want to mention it here, are the mutables. You know, during this next coming cycle alone, obviously we already have Venus in Gemini. Then on the 11th of May, Mars will go into Gemini until June 25th. And then, of course, the Mercury goes into Gemini on April 30th. Should have gotten that one first. Sorry, you guys. and, of course, that's the one that's going to go retrograde, the Mercury retrograde in Gemini. So we're going to have that one in Gemini for a while. And then, of course, on the 21st of May, the Sun goes into Gemini. And the reason I'm bringing up, again, all that Gemini stuff is because Neptune is in Pisces and Saturn is in the opposite sign of Sagittarius. So we're going to have a lot of mutable oppositions and squares, you guys, and we're building towards a huge square at the end of the year between Neptune and Saturn. And so the reason I'm bringing that up now is you may feel these little clashes of what to let go of and release, just like Christy's talking about. And some dates on those are May 9th, May 23rd, and May 28th. Those are some Mercury tune. And the reason I'm bringing those up, you guys, is that you just may get this, wow, that thing isn't working anymore. That's Mercury mm-hmm. being clear in your thinking, and where something's just not panning out. So, again, with the retrograde energy, that will help you get clear on, you know, which things, you know, you want to keep extending your efforts and energies to, and which things you would rather do instead. And mutables are all about releasing those things. And for those of you, like Christy, you have a mutable sun sign. I have a lot of planets in mutable signs. So this is you, Pisces, Virgos, Sagittarius, and Gems. You know, this may be a time of a lot of release. And I know, you know, I was thinking about it. We keep, you know, people who listen to us regularly are like, I keep saying release, release. And I keep going, when's this release
right.
cycle? But I just think, you know, yeah, well, given how much, like, literally toxicity is still on the planet, it makes sense to need to be asked to offload old thinking,
yes.
old habits, old paradigms, so that new things can shift on here. So that's still in the forecast, guys. I can't move the planets, you know, and so I would just say, you know, like letting, you know, being aware of those things. All the Taurus energy is here to help support and sustain you and give you sustenance, but it doesn't necessarily mean holding on to things and being stubborn when you're clearly getting the messages to let stuff go. Does that help?
Beautiful. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. I love how you bring in all this wonderful information and dates and support words and, you know, analogies and all those things. It absolutely gives such a clear roadmap for all of us about what's happening with the planets and how that affects us and how we can use that information and energy to move forward in a more harmonious or, you know, just a gentler way. So, yes, thank you so much, Elizabeth, as always, for all of your work that you do and all the prep that you put in to bring this information to us every single month.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and I really hope that it's helpful to you guys, because it's one thing to look at the beautiful stars and planets up in the sky, you know, but it's all about applying this cosmic wisdom, you know, in the everyday world that we live in. So, you know, again, and thank you always for holding the space and having me on the show. It's just a pleasure to be here.
Oh, my gosh, it's such a pleasure to have you. And please give us some information about how we can come over and see those really in-depth videos that you are putting up every month and how people can connect with you for a private session.
Okay, great. So just come to elizabethsoracle.co, and I always have the latest video on my homepage, and I'm adding new music this month, too. I have a new song that's ready to go. And Taurus is the planet that rules the throat chakra, so all of you needing help with expression, you can either work with Taurus energy on your own or, yeah, connect with Christy or me for a session, a private session, and we can, you know, look at things, and we each work in a variety of modalities, so you can, you know, benefit from working with both of us, really. Just come over to elizabethsoracle.co. You can sign up for a free email newsletter. You can watch the videos, and you can get a personal reading.
Perfect. Great. And you have an opt-in right there for them to opt into your newsletter, right? Right on your homepage?
Right, homepage, top thing. And we just finished. I just have a real quick thank you to Radley Valentine, the fourth deck to the email subscribers.
Oh.
So I get to do little fun things like that for you guys every now and then. And so, yeah, there are like four of these beautiful decks, and it was the Archangel Power Tarot, which, you know, I know you're familiar with. It's an amazing deck. So congrats to Annette in California, the Central Valley.
Yay, Annette.
Speaking in California, yeah. So she won that. So, yeah, I like to give away little things when that, and they were all autographed. So just, you know, lots of angel love and light to everyone in the ATP and angel card reading communities.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here today, Elizabeth, and a big thank you to everyone who tuned in. And as always, I invite you to come over and connect with me on my website too, and you can find an opt-in for my free newsletter right there on the front page. It's ChristyMAyala.com, and I'm offering some goodies and giveaways for opt-ins right now. And please join me next week as I welcome my guest, Samantha Pregenzer from SimplyOrganized.com, and we're wishing you a wonderful day. Bye-bye.